It is time to bring in Jim Lynch and cover your assets. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the big guy, Mr. Lynch. Hello, Jim. Welcome to October.
Yes, October. It's a month of excitement. Very well, importantly, a very happy new year to everybody. I'm happy to see that you guys are laughing and having some fun. Sign, I hope, of things to come. I know why Marshall's having fun. Giants.
Well, you know.
No, he's having fun because
I'm having fun for. Well, the Giants is one thing, okay? They're one thing because. But I expected them, once they named Jones the quarterback, to win these two games. They're against lesser teams. But they might stink the rest of the year. But they have found their future quarterback. So every time he plays, he will get better and better this year and be even better next year. So we do have future at quarterback. And the baton has been passed, that Eli's still there. So I'm a very happy man there. But I am more happy about Bernie Sanders raising almost $29 million in the last quarter. And even though the mainstream media has written him off and just writes negative stories about him, all he keeps doing is raising money. And, you know, the folks that don't think he'll be there at the end, I'm not saying he's going to win, but the folks that don't think that he'll be there at the end at the Democratic convention, the mainstream media included, and the DNC, they're dead wrong. So that's why I'm happy this
morning.
And
what he's happy about, or what I'm happy about, is when Marshall acknowledges full-bore propaganda, I'm always thrilled, simply because what is not written about, I mean, every day there are stories that are so agenda-driven, it's out of control.
You know,
it's and it's not just in politics, it's in everything.
Here's the funny thing about this, and this is what you laugh about. You look at all the mainstream media sites, none of it mentions about Bernie's latest haul, except Politico does mention it. And Bernie's own site. But you go to Drudge and it's up on Drudge. You know, on CNN, who do they have up? They have Buttigieg raises $19 million. They don't have, you know,
right. And the thing about Drudge, though, in fairness, is, and this is what people don't realize, he's an aggregator.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is it's there. So,
yep.
So you know, Jim, you look at this and you look at the mainstream media and you just say to yourself, you know what? They forgot, last go round. When Bernie Sanders was running against Hillary Clinton, when they went into the Iowa caucuses, I think it was the night before the caucuses, he was predicted to be 20 points behind, and he tied her in Iowa. Once again, you know, it's an amazing thing to look at, Jim.
And once again, it's October, so we're not even
I think key to that is the fact that the mainstream media, as you call it, they're very much into the top line things, and I don't think they really get down to the people as much as they might. As great as they are in terms of doing things, where they get out with the people and talk and rally around things, there does seem to be a lack of understanding that the people who are going to make this election are the people who are voting for people like Bernie, who advocates things for people rather than corporations, institutions, etc. So I'm delighted that Bernie is getting this money, because it shows that people are awakening, as they did in 16, but they're continuing to awake to the problems at hand, namely, to put a simple point on it, income equality and what all of that means. And I saw somebody this morning talking about, well, some economist type, you know, I don't know if taxes really helps or whatever. That's baloney. If we bring just about everybody in this country down to 10% and keep those who make all the money where they are, that'll change things and jiffy quick.
I want to interject one thing, though. I do, because I heard it. It was just from a nice young person, because there, I guess Marshall will know better than I, but there have been some tax changes in Connecticut, Marshall. There's some sales tax, some added tax as of today. It was local news, and this little young person, it was, I think that content is going to, the sales tax on content is going up. but I may have that specific wrong. And she said very earnestly, well, this is really terrible because it's supposed to be free. And I thought, well, we have just a big misapprehension floating about out there, just on a broad sense, because it doesn't, that mentality, it's supposed to be free, doesn't show a great deal of understanding of how things work. But it's supposed to be free. Who said? And that wasn't a problem that you had growing up, and I don't think it was a problem Marshall had growing up. Meaning an expectation that you were just going to be given things.
Well, in terms of, I think where we're going with this is, where I'm going with it, I guess, is in terms of service that are offered by the government, I think a disproportionate amount, when something is taxed, is paid by the average citizen. I think there should be some way that, for instance, and it'd be very complicated, I understand, so it's just theory now, but I think it's a good theory to get us back to equilibrium. If we could devise a simplistic way with all this computer technology we have to basically prorate taxes for specific services over and above the income tax for the military, the health services, all those general services, if we could prorate a higher percentage to those who, we'll say, make $750,000 or more and ratchet it up, that, I think, would begin to lighten the burden of a normal person, because a normal earning person. The normal earning person is paying a disproportionate share of all of these services that people, the more they have, the less percentage they pay. So the income equality situation is significant as we go into this election, because we have to change. We have to include all of the people. And one way to do that is lowering their taxes, giving them more health insurance, cleaning up the environment and creating more jobs, and in the process create better health. But we've got to get aggressive here as a government and as a nation. We just can't stand back, which leads me into a very uplifting day I had on Saturday, which was great because, as we know with the news, it's kind of difficult to be happy or lucky or whatever. And it was the Global Network conference, which was held in a beloved Central Park, and 60,000 strong came out for 5-6 hours and basically heard speeches about clean air, everybody's right to do whatever they want as a person, economy, and so on and so on. It was complemented by a great group of entertainers, Alicia Keys, Carole King, the Japanese boys band, and I was so impressed with all of these young people. The young gals got up front, so you saw them more in terms of buying their tickets, but young men and women, white, black, Latino, Chinese, Japanese, and it kind of gave me some hope that these are the people that are going to be running this country, making it work. And they had such enthusiasm and such idealism. So I just point that out in terms of what we're going through. There's a great group on the way, and we're going to see more of them, as we've seen before in the last 2 years, of being out and demonstrating. And I think it's time for a good demonstration very soon, before the weather turns too cool, in Washington, D.C., protesting the president advocating that he is the king by his actions, which leads me into the fact that the impeachment clause in the Constitution of the United States was directly created by the framers, who said, we just got our freedom from a king. We do not want to go back to that situation. Therefore, we're going to make it unconstitutional for someone to act like a king, particularly in the area of getting foreign entities to basically, in a sneaky way first and then in a full-blown way, take over the U.S. government and therefore make it a kingdom rather than a government. And I think if you put in perspective the arrogant disregard for our Constitution, for the civil rights of people, for their safety, and lay it at the door of Donald Trump, you will see a man who wants to be king. Maybe he's ignorant and doesn't understand things. Well, that's tough. He decided to run for election, and he won. He's had 3 years to learn, and he's gone the other way. He's for himself. He is a
narcissist.
He's a selfish bastard. Oh, he's selfish, that's all. Well, hey,
Jim,
hey, wait a minute. I just burped. I'm sorry.
Jim, listen, I would like to throw one thing in here, all right?
How about two?
How about three? And really going forward, I would really encourage people to think about this, because there has been, I mean, I know a lot of really unhappy, miserable people who have suffered unduly and have been pretty much unable to function for the last 3 years. Guess what? We have an election coming up. There's finally going to be time to do something about it. So instead of spending so much time, this is not to you specifically, but just again, I know a lot of people who are still suffering. I know someone who couldn't get through a phone call because she was so busy watching some. This is an accountant who was so busy watching, listening to the latest hearings. Couple years ago, you didn't have an election coming up. Now, as we are reminded daily, hourly, secondly, there's an election coming. So you get to vote. You actually get to do something. So how about instead of just getting ground down to dust, if that is your position, study up, find your candidate, find what you support, be constructive, be proactive. I am really sorry to sound like an advertorial, but, it's enough already, because you're going to get to do something.
Amen. The best remedy when you're stuck is to do anything to get yourself unstuck. And you have an opportunity here. First of all, check your registration. Secondly, as you just said, Jill, know your candidates. Know what they stand for. If they've been in Congress, know what they voted for. That's available on the internet. Know how much money they've taken and who they've taken the money from. And go with that, planning to go to your community meetings when you have the time and when you have the inspiration to make your two cents known in an articulate, even way. We're dealing here with social justice. Social justice is normally a non-partisan issue if it is expressed properly. The idea that we have not created some type of additional gun control is beyond the pale in terms of looking back on the massacres of this year. Therefore, we must establish who we are going to vote for based on that, if we have any concern, firstly for our kids and grandkids, then for ourselves and our fellow citizens. That's a straightforward issue. That's not, life and death is not a political issue. When you die, they don't know if you're Republican or Democrat, okay? But when you're alive and well and doing things, then people know who you are and what you stand for. And we just have to step up to that plate.
Before we go any further, I want to take this time to recognize the birth date of Jimmy Carter, who is 95 years old. Folks, the oldest ever living president, or former president of the United States.
Yep. And
and you know what? He had a rough time as president because, you know what? He was too good of a person to be president. So
this is a perfect time to mention that because he, the reason that he was not recognized as a really good president was because he didn't slime up.
So happy birthday to Jimmy Carter. An amazing person, Jim.
And he has done so much since. You know, it's like this is a person who has used his access and his position wisely and
not
well.
To get rich.
No, but wisely and well. Anyhow.
Well, I certainly second, third, and fourth the happy birthday wishes. He is a marvelous man, individual, and in his own way, he truly represented what a good president is about, trying his best for the people. The reason he lost was that Reagan basically made a deal the future president made a deal in Iran to wait and free these people once he became president. But most importantly, if you look at a man, and his dedication, his traveling all over the world, his making houses with people, his being with the people, representing a true American spirit of sharing and generosity and freedom. One of the best.
Like I said, not everybody's matched for the presidency, good, bad, or indifferent. But it's
personality-wise.
Nice, when you look at somebody's life, take their life as a whole, their contributions to life as a whole, he is right there at the top of the list.
Well, yeah, you hate to say beyond the pale, but I agree with you. He's right up there. But in terms of what he's done since he was president, it's really kind of an incredible the way he's dedicated his life. And he's never stopped the dedication through sickness, through difficulties. He stepped up to the plate. God bless him.
And back to the big picture.
We have 2 minutes left.
Oh.
Time for the big finale.
Okay,
it's
go ahead.
It's a two-minute warning.
go ahead.
Yes, it's a two-minute warning.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get my signals correct. Put that helmet on. You're going to get hurt.
That's right.
What are you doing on the field? Oh.
Come on. Get off that field, will you? Anyhow, I don't know, folks. Gird your loins. Put on your helmet. The last week and a half, there's no sense in trying to go over it because more is going to happen today and tomorrow and the next day. Just stay close to your family. And I think it's very important, as I said this on a number of occasions about things when they are very difficult, you have to, no matter how young or old your children are, if they've got some reasonable questions, younger or teenage, you have to help them in terms of what's going on here. And you might start with the Constitution and showing them where in the Constitution this impeachment thing comes up so that they'll see this is a law, that this is the law of the land, and give them that little history on the revolution and how we don't want to be ruled by a king. We see how that works, like in Saudi Arabia, where they kill people indiscreetly. But this is very important because you're molding the future of these children in a positive way. And you're molding your own daily life by having them come into greater concert with what is truly going on in this country and in this situation. And yes, it's terrible. It's bad. I'm not trying to mitigate that. Right. But I think out of it, we need to get information.
All right. There we go.
There you go. Have a great new year, a great week.
Go Yankees. Go Yankees.
Go Yankees. We've got everybody going here.
Except for the Mets.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.